Ich lass für dich das Licht an, obwohl's mir zu hell ist. Ich höre mit dir Platten, die ich nicht mag. Ich bin für dich leise, wenn du zu laut bist. Renn für dich zum Kiosk, ob Nacht oder Tag. Ich lass für dich das Licht an.
The Echoes are being presented later this week in Berlin. We're talking about Germany's most prestigious, most coveted music award. One of the bands nominated for both Best German Rock Pop Group and the Radio Echo is currently on tour across the country, Revolverheld. Now, their name may literally mean revolver hero, but the four guys from Hamburg have a lot more to do with love and friendship than with playing tough. In fact, there's so much about love that they used the music video to the song you're hearing now to help a close friend make a marriage proposal to his girlfriend. Aww. Now, I caught up with lead singer Johannes Strate and lead guitarist Christopher Hünecke at the start of their tour in Cologne, and they told me about how that video impacted them personally. But first off, they explain what an Echo Award would mean for the band.
I mean, every artist probably says that awards are not important for him, but yeah, I mean, we don't do music because we want to achieve a lot of awards, but the Echo is the biggest award in the German music industry, so it's a great honor to be nominated. We really want to win this thing, yeah.
So you guys have been together for over a decade.
Yes.
How would you describe a friendship that goes that long?
It's like a relationship. It's like, yeah, we're in love since day one.
Are you closer to each other than with your partners?
Sometimes. You know, we're driving...
We sleep in the same bed.
Yeah, we sleep in the same bed. We're driving a bus. Yeah, it's like back in school, like boys doing like a trip on vacation. And it's every time we go on tours, it's like this. And it's really nice. And you share things perhaps you don't share with your partner. And it's really close. But it's nice. And, you know, like the first day we had this musical relationship, it was like a deep friendship and a musical relationship, and this goes like side to side, and it's really nice.
Do you have nicknames for each other?
We have a lot of nicknames, actually, yeah. I think this year we're calling ourselves Herbert and Money.
Herbert and Money,
Herbert
because
and
it's
Money.
Really
yeah.
Stupid German yeah. names. Herbert and Money, Manfred.
It's like Joe and Jack.
Yeah.
Being on the road so much, how do you even maintain a private life?
When we're on tour, we don't actually have a private life. I mean, the band is the private life, and we share all of our problems and stuff with the band members. And every night, everybody is calling girlfriends, and I'm doing some Skype and stuff with my son. He's 1 year old, and he's waving at the camera, and that's very cute. Yeah, but I mean, we're only touring the German-speaking countries, so we're not on tour like the American bands, like for 6 months through Asia. We are on tour right now for 3 weeks in a row, but it's the longest time since my son Emil is born that we are not together. So I don't know how I feel about that in 2 weeks.
So many of your songs are about strong values like loyalty, being faithful, friendship, those kinds of like solidarity, those kinds of things. Do you really believe in love that lasts?
It's a good question. I think so. You know, my relationship lasts pretty long.
How many years?
12 years now,
12
I think.
Years, wow.
So I have to say,
and he's
yeah.
He's 15.
And I'm 15, no.
Yeah, even longer
I'm
than the band.
Like 15,
no. Even longer than the band, right?
That's yeah. right. Yeah, I believe in eternal love, but it's a romantic thing. I don't know, in a world like this. But it's a good thing.
Do you even believe in marriage?
I do. Now that we shot the video, I do. So David did a very romantic proposal to Saskia. And I know this guy since the day I was born. So he's kind of my younger brother. And he proposed to his girlfriend. So now I believe in marriage, yeah. Even if my parents are divorced.
You believe in lasting love, 12 years, you believe in marriage.
What so makes romantic.
Yeah, you've been
we're
together.
Not that romantic.
You're faithful to each
can
other.
Can you play some strings
right?
now on your
yeah.
radio?
Yeah. What makes for the perfect friend or the perfect girlfriend?
I think loyalty.
Honesty, yeah.
Honesty, loyalty is like a big thing.
I think you don't have to love your partner every day and every
That's
minute,
right.
every second. You don't have to share everything. My girlfriend, she doesn't have to be my best friend. So I have a lot of good friends and I have best buddies who I can share some different stuff. But yeah, you have to accept that you don't have to have the same meaning or no, the same opinion about things in every minute of your life. So I mean, people are so different. So you have to just find a way to get along and work on the relationship.
Yeah, we
so
talked
that's
about
important.
This
morning.
This morning when we had breakfast. It's really like you have to work on it and you have to communicate. I know a lot of couples, they don't communicate anymore. They like, yeah, they're talking, but they don't like really say important things.
And but we talk.
We talk. So we have a good friendship. That's really important. I think perhaps sometimes people forget this.
So you said you tell the stories of, let's say, your generation, our generation. What are the issues that are really facing people in Germany in their early 30s, mid-30s?
Of course, relationships.
That's an everlasting story.
Everlasting. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, the society is changing.
Yeah.
Like the, how you call it, gentrification. Yeah. The cities are changing. The bars are closing. I mean, 10 years ago, we had drinks at a lot of bars in Hamburg that are closed now, and there are huge, like, office buildings. That's tearing out my heart.
Yeah, so that's right.
Everybody is done with the studies. Everybody's working right now. So people are getting kids. Life is getting serious. So these are probably the issues of a mid-30.
Yeah, perhaps
10 years before the midlife crisis.
Yeah, 10 years before.
So your new album, Immer in Bewegung, is obvious from the text that they're a lot more detailed. You use very visual, concrete images and stuff. Does that come from this long life experience that you had together?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, this is our fourth studio album, and we worked on it a lot. And the more you learn in the studio all over the years, we put in that new album. And it took a lot of time to do this album. We recorded a lot of songs. We did a lot of demos. And, I mean, there were a lot of steps before we finally recorded the final songs for this album. And recorded tons of guitars and vocals and stuff. And then we started all over again with some songs. And, yeah.
And our sound in general changed a bit. We wanted to go away from this rock band sound in general, like having a guitar, having a bass, drums, and a vocal, and like really going into like more of the big melodies and having some more instruments and like really move up a level of the sound to like really, it's bigger, perhaps. This is like the word.
So after 10, 11 years together, you guys have gathered a few fans along the way. What's maybe one crazy story that you've had with a fan?
One beautiful story is that a couple of years ago, one fan, she gave us a star.
Yeah.
So you can buy a certificate and name a star. And she named a star after Revolverheld. And then she handed us the certificates. And she said, I have a star for you. And we were like, what? And she's like, yeah, there's a star for you. And now we have a Revolverheld star.
That's really nice. What's always crazy is like when fans like tattoo something with a band, like the logo or just the word Revolverheld.
Do you have a Revolverheld tattoo?
No.
No, of course not. But some fans do, and I don't know. I mean, they make the decision and it's okay, but I think this is a spooky thing.
You're at the very beginning of your tour, 3 weeks, you said. What can your fans be looking forward to over the next 3 weeks?
It's going to be the biggest Revolverheld tour of all times since today.
Yeah.
And we brought a truck packed with light and stuff and toys. And
yeah, it went bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
We had the small truck, and then we had like a middle, and now we have a really
the
big
biggest
one.
Truck.
Yeah, the biggest
exists.
Truck.
And
yeah, all the little boys will be jealous.
Stage, yes. So, and we're going to play the longest set we ever did, more than 2 hours. And yeah, I think it's going to be a huge show. Everything is sold out every night. So yeah, that's amazing.